Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Thought I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And thought I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And thought I have all faith, that could remove mountains, but have not love, am nothing. And thought I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and so I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in a part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially the new may prophecy. The grace of God, the Father, be with you all. Amen.